Hey guys, welcome into Wrestle Forever's Talking Smash. This is the Hell in a Cell predictions episode.
So pumped.
Edition.
So pumped.
Limited.
So pumped.
Special.
So pumped.
Edition.
So pumped.
So pumped, dude. If I could put this pay-per-view in my feelings for it into words, it would be so pumped.
So pumped. The writing's been pristine. We are pumped.
I'm two pump chumped over here, okay?
Yep, I believe that. We're going to go through the card.
You're not the only one that believes that. You guys know the damn drill. We're going through the Hell in a Cell card. We're going to do some predictions. Maybe we'll agree on all of them. Maybe we won't.
That's true.
We don't know. We don't discuss this beforehand.
We don't. So that's no fun.
Yeah, there's nothing on the line here. It's just, you know, us calling them as we see them, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes what I like to do is I like to throw these so people think that we suck at it, and then they'll challenge
and
us.
Then, yeah. And then after after we finish the predictions, we might go over a little bit of the wrestling stuff this week. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll, maybe won't.
Yeah.
Depends on how we're feeling. There wasn't much this week, so let's just get straight into predictions. That's what people came to. That's what the thumbnail has up there.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a thummy Nelly.
This is one of the most looked forward to matches of the card. For me, at least. This is one of the ones I'm most excited about. New Day versus Rusev Day.
Yeah. Should be really fun.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a blast.
I thought this was... So it felt like everybody in the chat seemed to think that it was going to be New Day versus
The Bar.
Yeah, The Bar. But I thought it was going to be Rusev Day because. But
I think it's just because Rusev Day always came up short, so I just assumed. Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they made it back to the card. They're back together. They're friends again.
But for
who
how long?
Do you see winning this match, though?
New Day.
New Day retains.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to say Rusev Day wins.
You think they take the belts off New Day that fast?
I'm having fun with it, dude. I think yes.
Yeah.
I think Rusev Day.
I wouldn't have a problem with
that. There's
still
so much they can do with them that they haven't done yet.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I just don't think.
You can even have them pass it back and forth with New Day. Who cares? They're working on building up New Day as probably the most tag team championship of all time.
Yeah, and they're probably one of the most entertaining things that WWE has on television.
Yep.
So
I could see
I wouldn't care if Rusev Day won. That's cool. That'll be fun too. I just didn't think they'd let New Day have the belts for not that long.
I mean, they could just win them back though. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe at the next pay-per-view or something. But
it's a possibility.
I say shock of the night right here is Rusev Day beats New Day.
Well, then I hope it's not the first match.
Yeah.
I hope it's not the first
match. I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be the order of it. No, it's definitely not, because Raw Tag Team Championships, the Dogs of War.
That is so terrible.
Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. The Dolph and Drew versus Seth and Dean.
The Dogs of War. I don't like that Seth doesn't have a singles match for this.
Yeah. You know,
I was pumped. What I was actually pumped for was the open challenge. I was enjoying that. It was fun.
Yeah, and now it's at a complete standstill.
I haven't even seen that belt. Yeah. He hasn't been carrying it out. So I'm a little bummed. I'm kind of don't care about this feud.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I'm going to... You know what? Let's be crazy. Seth and Dean.
Dang it. I was going to be the crazy one to say
Seth.
Okay,
never mind. Dolph and Drew. No, I'm going to go with my gut and say Seth and Dean.
I was going to say Seth and Dean as well. I just have this feeling.
If they're
shoving them to the top like that, they probably will stick everything on them.
Yeah, they're going to put everything on them. That's what I'm leaning to. But then again, who knows? My picks are going to be crazy. They're crazy, dude.
I'm hoping to God that at least, because I haven't really been into this whole feud, I'm hoping to God the match is good at least.
Yeah.
That the match is entertaining?
I think the match will be good.
I hope so.
I just, dude, the whole main event scene in Raw is, I know some people like it, and maybe some people are trying to give it a chance. I'm tired of giving it a chance. It's trash. I hate it. It's not like bad wrestling or bad guys or anything like that. It's just bad storytelling.
Yeah, the writing sucks. The writing's really bad. They got so much great talent on Raw. It's really a shame that the writing is so shit.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I'm going to say Seth and Dean pick up.
Yeah.
It makes me feel less confident about my other pick. we got next on this card, we have Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse.
Yep.
You know what?
Are you going to go Miz and Maryse on this one? I'm going Daniel Bryan and Brie.
I'm going Daniel and Brie.
Yeah, come on.
They stood tall on SmackDown, but I think they break the mold there for the.
Yeah, well, someone else stood tall, and I think I'm still going with them as well.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
actually, a few people stood tall on their shows, and I'm pretty sure I'm still going with them. Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think it's, I don't know. I don't really have much to say.
Yeah,
about
I'm
this.
Not excited for this match. I'm really not.
Feels so bad. It's just like there's nothing about these in between pay per views. That's just it's a bummer.
Yeah,
Hell in a Cell needs to be dropped as a pay per view anyway, and just throw the match on a big show one time or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you might be right.
Just it doesn't need its own pay per view. Throw a Hell in a Cell match in the middle of SummerSlam, and people are gonna be fine with that.
Bring back No Mercy.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Sure. But next match.
Let's go to the first Hell in a Cell match.
First Hell in a Cell match. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. Okay, so there's a couple things to talk about here. First, I will say that I have Randy Orton winning. I think Randy Orton's winning this.
I actually have Jeff winning this.
You think
one.
Jeff is winning this?
Jeff's been getting his ass kicked the whole time. He did stand tall this week and finally get a little payback, but not much of anything.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do some prop bets here.
Some prop
bets? Does Jeff jump off of the cage?
Ooh, no.
No?
You think there's a table? You think, like, there's a outside the cage table spot, Jeff goes to the top of the cage and jumps off of it?
I think there's something like that. I think Jeff, I'm going to say Jeff is jumping off the cage.
I would say if this was a decade ago, there'd be no doubt in my mind. The fact that it's like you hear about all his injuries and stuff, I'm like, my God, are you nuts?
Yeah. He's got to hurt himself before he goes out, duh.
I mean, yeah, it's like, seriously, if it was like 10, 15 years ago, I'd have been like, oh, no doubt about he's going on that thing and jumping off of it. But the fact that he's kind of beat up, I don't think so. I think you'll get something still pretty like daredevil-ish from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about that heavy.
He's jumping off the cage.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. But I'm like,
now,
Jeff, are you,
you
sure?
You said no, and I say yes. But let's go ahead and say, if he does jump off the cage, does he hit or miss?
He misses.
It's a big whiff. I'm going to say it's a big whiff as well.
I would say it misses, and that's how he loses.
Yeah.
But I don't, since I don't
I
really
think it's a swanton off of the cage into an RKO.
Oh, my God. You know what? That might win the best finish I've ever seen in my life if they pull that one off.
Yeah, dude, we're getting it.
Into a bunch
of... That should be a really fun match. I am excited for it.
I'm excited for it. I will say, though, I don't know why Shinsuke's not included in this and why they only care about fighting each other. It's kind of random. That's where the writing on SmackDown has really lacked. What the hell y'all doing with Shinsuke?
What are y'all doing with Shinsuke and Asuka? But that's a whole different story. All right, next we have Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss.
Rousey retains.
Yeah, Rousey retains. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind?
No doubt in my mind.
That Alexa Bliss is taking this belt.
I don't have high hopes for this match.
I think it'll be okay. Ronda's been doing well. They choreograph them really well. So
yeah, I don't know if they are this one. And
I think this is going to be Ronda's most competitive match.
Okay, well, how about this? Here's another prop.
It's not going to be a squash like last time.
Guess how many hip tosses we see?
Five.
Or like arm drags.
Talking about the
hip toss / arm drag takedowns from Ronda?
Seven. I'll go up seven.
I'm going to go 10.
10?
Because it's kind of all she's got.
Yeah.
She's got that. She's got her finisher.
She's got the Shane O'Mac punches.
She's got the Shane, the punches. And that's about it. She doesn't really have much besides that.
She's working on it, dude.
She is working on it, and I get that she's new and she's doing, you know, her promos are good and stuff, but she's kind of Her moveset is very limited, so I'm going to say we're going to see like 10 of those.
Okay. They're going to look gnarly, though.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah.
And Alexa Bliss has that double-jointed sort of look, so she can make her arm look real nasty.
Yeah.
So.
Could be cool.
Here's the one me and Roger are probably looking forward to the most, actually.
Right. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch versus the SmackDown Women's Championship.
This is where WWE's been doing good on the writing.
Mm-hmm.
They've made this
feud has been amazing.
This has been very compelling.
It feels very important.
The promos are really good. You know, this past week, Becky attacking her in the middle of taking a picture with a little girl.
Yeah.
That was really good. Everything about this feud has been really good. My only concern with this feud is dragging it on too long.
I think it'll go on for a little while.
If they have more than three matches there, that's a bad call.
I don't know, dude. I could see five.
Ah, see, that's too many.
As long as the belt moves back and forth, they could do the whole Charlotte and Sasha thing with Becky and Charlotte.
They could, but
they need to pass the belt at least once or twice.
You're trusting WWE to write that well.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Mainly why I say I wouldn't put it.
Well,
past three matches.
I'll tell you my prediction for this match. Go ahead. Charlotte Flair retains.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
I think Becky might take it at Survivor Series.
I'd be really, really, really happy. I think Becky's going to take it at Evolution.
Oh, yeah. Is that coming before Survivor Series or after?
Yes, it does.
It goes Evolution, then Saudi Arabia, then Survivor Series? Is that the way we're
doing? Yeah, I think so. Evolution is on the 28th of October.
Okay. And then... Oh, man. Wait. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess Becky could take it at Evolution.
When is Survivor Series? That's in November, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's in November.
I don't know. It's my least favorite of the big ones.
Let's see.
I actually kind of want to say Becky wins this, and then Charlotte takes it off of her at Evolution. Since she's a legacy, you know.
November 18th is Survivor Series.
So... Since Charlotte's kind of a legacy, they're going to want her to win the belt at the first ever all-women's pay-per-view. So, you know what? I'll say Becky Lynch wins the belt here. Okay. Charlotte takes it back at Evolution.
Okay.
And we'll go with your theory of they're going to pass this back and forth for a second.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. I'm fine with if
that's
the
how you make
good.
Multiple matches more interesting. And as long as they keep one-upping themselves.
Yeah, each match got to get a little more better.
Put these ladies in a cage,
better?
Damn it.
Get out of here.
More the bestest. The extra most bestest. Pizza from Little Caesars.
So this match, AJ versus Mojo, has had pretty much a solid good build the whole way.
Yeah.
This past Tuesday was
for what it is. It's kind of corny. It's a corny build, but it's
been good. I know, but I get so much enjoyment out of him screaming Wendy.
Wendy Styles, man.
I get such enjoyment out of that.
Did you like that storybook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was pretty good. Apparently, they did it already with Shane in 2001.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I vaguely remember it once someone mentioned it when he was facing
it's a
big
show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember it once someone mentioned it, but I had totally forgotten
about it.
It
was Shane O'Mac and the Beanstalk,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Shane O'Mac and the Beanstalk.
One was not serious, though.
No, that one was absolutely not serious. I mean, well, this one's a semi-serious. Let's talk about getting a new daddy.
Joe makes anything serious. I'll be a new daddy. You know what, dude?
Who you got over this one?
I'm going to give the belt to Samoa Joe.
You think so?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We already know this is the bummer about WWE is because of the shows coming up in Australia and Saudi Arabia. We already know they're facing each other a couple more times.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This one I'm going to say AJ retains through some sort because there's no DQ or anything. It's like not no DQ or anything like that.
That's true.
So I'm going to say AJ retains by getting disqualified again. Something goes wrong. Some shenanigans.
Is that
going to
be AJ's
place.
Like title reign? Is the reign of disqualifications?
No, because he's only been disqualified once.
Not with Shinsuke.
He got disqualified with Shinsuke once?
Several times. Half of their matches didn't end in real finishes.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't always on him. It was some on Shinsuke.
Yeah, I know, but still, like,
I don't know.
Not a lot of clean finishes.
Well, that was because they were doing these weird... They had them in weird gimmick matches that weren't going to work.
Yeah. But whatever.
I think AJ retains through shenanigans of some sort. I think technically Samoa Joe wins the match, but AJ keeps the belt.
Okay. So.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll say Samoa Joe.
Yeah, all right.
Alrighty, final match of the card. Yeah. I got tired all of a sudden. it's these damn Raw main events.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Universal Championship. Yeah. Roman Reigns. Which, now we have two pay-per-views that are back-to-back where the Universal Championship is going to be defended. This should be monumental for us. Yet, I could not care less. Braun Strowman is in this match, and yet I could not care less.
I know. You know why you don't care? It's because you know who's winning this match.
Yes.
If you had any hope of Braun winning this match, you'd be a little more pumped about it.
Then again, I will try to bring some hope into this in a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Roman Reigns wins. I think he wins.
Oh, guaranteed he wins. And I think I know how it actually finishes.
Now, however, there is the off chance. There is the small off chance that Mick Foley cost Roman.
Cost Roman the match? Why?
Yes.
Why would he cost Roman the match?
Well, you remember, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's a kind of just a random shot into the dark. But you remember when Baron told Braun, he's like, and Stephanie wants you to win your match at Hell in a Cell last Monday on Raw. And then Mick came out on Raw and Stephanie gave him the position to be the special guest referee.
Right.
So could Mick turn heel here or just do something, you know, out of the blue and make sure that Braun wins it for the sake of the underdog winning? It's weird thinking that Braun is the underdog.
He's the dog of war.
God, I'm the underdog of war.
Sorry.
Okay. Braun shouldn't be an underdog in this, but nobody thinks he's going to win.
I think you're writing this a little smarter than it's actually going to happen.
I definitely am.
I think they'll go with something way easier, like Kevin Owens cost him the match. Kevin Owens quits, comes back a week later, and he's just like,
he does
a whole promo about how I came back because I was guaranteed that no matter what I do, I won't be fired. No matter what happens I can do whatever I want to do.
I hate it, dude.
And I just feel like they're going to go with something simple like that and have KO cost it for Braun.
I hate it, dude.
I know. I don't like it either. But
dude,
I'm just
nobody
saying,
wants to boo Braun. Everybody loves Braun. Nobody loves Roman. Everybody loves Braun.
I know.
Why? Why?
WWE wants you to boo Braun. But nobody will.
No. It's God. They gotta learn how to work on their fucking feet in this day and age.
Yeah. You know what? They may take your angle and Mick Foley tries to help Braun win and Roman still wins. And that's how he sticks it to Stephanie.
I hate it, dude. Does Mick take a bump in this match?
Yes.
You think so?
Not a big one. But yeah, he'll take something small.
Okay.
He'll take something small. I don't think he's doing anything crazy, obviously. But yeah, will he maybe exchange something back and forth or something? Possibly. I don't think he's taking any chair shots. I think maybe there's a possibility maybe he gets thrown into the side of the cage or something.
Yeah.
Nothing too extreme, though, I don't think. Can you insert some just sad music here at the...
And maybe I can, dude. I don't know.
Some sad play me off of this pay-per-view. This pay-per-view is not going to be very good. I'll be honest with you. I don't expect to like it very much.
I have high hopes for some of the matches, but yeah, not for the pay-per-view.
I think, you know what? I'm thinking we get one match in here that's maybe better than we thought was going to be. And I think we get one match and we're like, that was a kick-ass match. And all the others are just very mediocre to duds. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I would agree with you, dude.
But it's bad.
Yeah.
It's a very sad, sad day.
Yeah.
I don't know why WWE isn't hiring writers to write some better shit here.
How about them go-home shows, dude? They were very sad.
Oh, God.
They sucked.
Nothing happened.
SmackDown was better than Raw, but...
Yeah, but it's not saying much, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Not in the least.
Raw was really, really bad. It always has, like, a couple of, like, little bitty high moments, but pretty much the most of the show is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, but you got the Dream Team coming up, dude. Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. My man! Leo Rush.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The man of the hour.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Dude. So, Kevin Owens said that he came back to destroy Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
He can't get in trouble for anything. Leo Rush is with him. Is he going to destroy Leo Rush?
Probably.
Leo Rush is so little, dude.
He is little. Oh, my God. Especially standing next to Bobby Lashley. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at that little man.
Is Bobby Lashley going to watch him destroy his little buddy, Leo Rush, the man of the hour?
I think so.
Oh, man. My man!
I don't know. Is there pre-show matches they announced? Are we seeing any pre-show matches? What's the pre-show?
Yeah, there wasn't anything announced for the pre-show. I'm going to take a stab and say that we get probably Zelina Vega and Andrade versus R-Truth and Carmella.
Oh, I thought they were just building that for the mixed tag.
I don't think Andrade and Zelina are not in the mixed tag.
That's weird.
Opportunity missed. But
the only team that
that'd have been something really cool for them to win too.
Makes the most sense.
But who knows, man? Who freaking knows?
Who knows?
I think that's going to be a pre-show match, and then what sides? Maybe something with Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. Where are they going with that, dude?
I don't know.
Is Bobby Roode, is he going to turn heel and just destroy Gable? Because it's not really what I want.
It's probably best for his character.
It is best for his character, but why does it have to come at Chad Gable's expense? And why do they have to make him look like such a freaking nerd, dude? Why?
I don't know. He's really good, though.
I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. Sure.
He carries those
tag matches.
But I carry
myself differently.
He carries those tag matches with Bobby Roode, too.
I think that's the story, though.
Yeah. That's the story of why Bobby Roode turns on him?
Well, no, like those matches with Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode gets destroyed, so Chad Gable looks really good, and he's super, super uppy about it. He's tagging him, and so he's like getting overly excited. He's like a child, dude. He's tagging himself in really quick to try to win the match really fast. Like, Bobby Roode can't display anything.
Who do they face?
I don't know. The Ascension?
AOP?
Hey, maybe AOP and some jobbers, okay? That might be something. Maybe we'll have Drake Maverick come out in his new cosplay. So whenever the ref last Monday raised AOP's hands, Drake Maverick moved the referee away.
Yes.
And he got under and raised their elbows.
Yeah.
Because he's so much smaller than him. Looks stupid. Put him back in a suit.
I know.
Put him in a black suit.
Yeah, sticking him with the...
Did you read the thing
same
that...
Same gear as, like, the shield and all that. What is with that gear?
That they... Paul Ellering... Vince did away with Paul Ellering because he thought he was too old to be on TV. Did you read that at all?
No, I did not read that. Is that real?
That's what a lot of the speculation is that the reason Paul Ellering did not tour with AOP... upon their arrival at Raw was because Vince felt like he was too old to be on TV regularly.
No, man.
That's so stupid.
That's stupid.
To be fair, like Vince follows through because you barely ever see Vince on TV.
The last time I saw him on TV was when Kevin Owens cut him open and frog splashed him and stuff.
I think there was a time after that, but...
there might have been.
Yeah, there was.
I meant like that was the last like big thing he did though.
Yeah. He was at Raw 25.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I guess, the last time Vince was on TV was when Roman was doing that thing that everybody's against him and Brock is Vince's boy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So, that was freaking stupid. But, yeah.
We could point out stupid all day long.
Man, I love Paul Ellering with them.
He did good. I hope that's not true. I hope that's just rumor.
Yeah.
I hope it had more to do with he just didn't want to travel as much as they wanted
him
to
travel.
He
said that wasn't the reason. Paul Ellering said
that. Oh, he said that
himself. Him or his daughter said it.
I guess I didn't read that part, so I don't know.
But yeah, so why couldn't they have been with Paul Heyman or somebody?
I don't know what they're doing with Paul Heyman. Maybe Paul Heyman.
Nothing, dude. They're going to let
maybe
him
they,
go. Probably.
Maybe they stick him with Braun.
Don't do that.
I just like throwing bad ideas to you so you just get more miserable
just,
about
just
it.
Just depress me, dude.
They're sticking with
depressed.
Roman. Yeah, what about Roman? Can he go with Roman?
You know what? Put him with the big dog.
Put him with the big dog with the big hog.
That's me, dude.
That is you.
That's me. I'm the big dog with the big hog over here. All right, man. I think we've rambled on enough.
Yep. We got this card. Let's see what happens. We'll definitely talk about it. The aftermath of Hell in a Cell.
We sure will. The fallout. That'll be the next time you guys probably hear from us. I don't think we're live streaming it. I think we're cutting off doing the small ones. Who knows? Maybe I'll hop on for a little bit. I don't know. Don't expect it, though.
Don't expect that beautiful mug.
Yeah. I know that there are fours and fives of people that want to get on this live stream with us.
They want to talk to us. But we're going to have to probably not do this one.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe we'll live tweet. We'll do some live tweets.
We'll do something.
Yeah. Something special. But yeah, you guys take it easy. Be sure if you are listening to one of the audio spots that you leave us a nice 5-star rating. Say something nice about us. If you're on the YouTube at Rap and Kick Media, be sure you subscribe to that channel. If you have any thoughts about this video or your predictions or anything like that, leave it in a comment below. We'll definitely read it. We'll definitely respond. We're trying to build into more people. Have plenty to talk to. We just posted a video yesterday about the potential leaked Evolution card. Go check that out.
Yep.
And yeah, aside from that, I think that's about it.
Yeah, guys. See y'all later.
Come hang out with us. Take it easy.